So, can you shortly present yourself? What are you doing? Where are you from? With a full sentence.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Gino. I'm from Dubrovnik. I live in Zagreb. I'm a freelance scientist. I do science, and I'm using artistical expression to show my science to larger crowds so that I can bring people to science.
Okay, and what kind of science are you into?
I do biotweaking. That is the term I've coined to describe things I do. I'm using open source and DIY science techniques to enhance life and to make like living things more useful.
And you're part of IMM?
Yeah, I do most of my work in IMM Media Lab in Zagreb. That is a hackerspace, maker lab, open lab. We do all sorts of stuff. It is a group of people interested in DIY science and Devo science. That's do it with others. So we are experimenting and learning together. We have 5 sections. One is bio section that I lead. It is usually every Thursday I teach people, mostly artists and people with no scientific background, in like the basics of science, so that they can do biohacking and experiment with living things and apply them to their own area of interest. But also we have electronic section, robotic section, rocketry section, wearable technology section, and audio section, and even a band that our lab gave birth to. It's called Messy Oscillators. So we play lots of weird instruments in lots of musical festivals. And our lab organizes formal workshops, teaching workshops, which are all open for public, like once a month or often or more. And there we bring like some international lecturers or domestic lecturers who teach people a bunch of useful stuff that they can apply to their own life. It's totally for beginners, so anybody can join in. We have open lab. All of our sessions are open labs, so anybody can come in, join, and become a member. There is no membership fee. We do a lot of scientific and artistical exhibitions. And we started connecting internationally with other institutions who share the same interests.
Okay, so can you explain how biohacking looks like in Croatia? Or do you have like a stronger society who works in this field?
My group of biohackers, I'm the only, my group of biohackers is the only group doing it in Zagreb that I know of. We are the only one doing it publicly. And the group consists of around like 50 members who are interested into biohacking. We do it on Thursdays. Every Thursday has a different topic. So we cover like a wide area of topics, from like make simple topics like making moss graffiti to the more complicated stuff like learning how to do and experiment with stem cells and cell cultures and some production like producing penicillin fermentations, hacking our own bodies, hacking metabolism, hacking brain and stuff like that. And it is very, the group is very functional. It is one of the most popular sections in our lab because it's always very lifeful on Thursdays. So we are having fun and learning together.
Great. So what was your experience on this hackathon? What did you learn? What did you do?
Yeah, hackathon was a great experience for me because I'm connected with Hackteria Network like from last year. But I haven't met all of these nice people. And it was great to meet people who share the same interests and all of us are like different, but still share the same main idea and interest. So it is great to see how people think and how people react and what do they do, what they are doing in their own labs, what is their idea of biohacking, and yeah, the topics they cover, they would like to cover and stuff. And the workshop was very, very useful because most of us don't have like proper labs. So it's important for us to build our own equipment. And most of the time it has to be mobile, because when you go exploring the world around us, you have to bring equipment with yourself. So this was great experience to do like building equipment and optimization of mobility of everything that we have, because that's what we all need.
Okay, I saw you were doing something with fishes in aquariums.
Yeah, we were experimenting a little bit with fishes. Actually, Robertina was the leader of aquarium workshop. But I was, during this workshop, I was collecting, when we went into nature, I was collecting soil samples from lakes and pools to make and produce biofilters for water purification using bacteria. Those are the type of natural filters that you don't need to change, or you don't to use any chemicals. You have like bacteria working for you to purify water in aquariums. It can be used and modified for purification water in different, like for drinking or something else. So this was the research I've done during these workshops.
Okay, you also went to Xilt, to the Space Center.
Yeah.
I heard you had some really nice, funny experiences there. Can you just like shortly explain your trip and what was the purpose?
Yeah, Xilt was really, really great and inspiring experience for me, because it's beautiful and it has like the idea that nobody has yet covered of culture in space and developing some things that nobody thought of developing, because most of the space research program and space exploration is focused just on getting there and how to keep people alive and not to go crazy, but nobody actually explores what those people should do and how would they live there. So I think it's a beautiful institute and it would be great to do. I like their concept of museum piece and institute also, because it's really important to do some research that will cover those topics, because now they are sending a group of people into the Mars and nobody actually like explored how could they live and exist and tolerate each other there. So it's really important to develop culture and the impact of culture in space and how it would be different than here on Earth. Yeah.
Okay, so my last question would be, if you would go to space, what kind of biohacking would you do there?
Ooh, all sorts of biohacking, because mostly what's really important for like space traveling, exploration and colonization is DIY, improvisation and open sourceness. So you have to improvise on everything. And I would, if I was to go into the space, it would be really challenging to improvise with like earth plants, algae, bacteria, and living microorganisms or microorganisms to shape the climate in space stations, spaceships, or even another planet to make it more habitable for us. And, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It was not too hard, huh?
No.